towards more meaningful education. The beginning really does require a kind and loving teacher. But there is one more step beyond reading, writing, and arithmetic. And that step is programming, a critical component for comprehending concepts beyond early stages of education. Learning to write computer programs enables the student to visualize, simulate, and create interactive games to play with highly abstract concepts. It is hard to understand what a cotangent is until the student reinvents it. It's hard to see that speed of light is extremely slow until the student makes a game where starships fight in real time. And it is extremely enabling to be able to program on top of language models. For example, a comic book maker with AI-generated graphics and even storyline. As soon as students take to more abstract concepts, they have to be warned of an extreme danger lurking here. Because humanity has not yet learned that indoctrination is a kind of prison. As early as possible, students must learn how to exit indoctrination so that each day of their life will be their own. Right at the time when abstract thinking comes into play, the students must be helped to narrated books. The ones that are held in high regard by all the world's authentic intellectuals and true leaders must be heard first. The students must learn to understand that teachers are teachers because they are nowhere near as good as the world's most brilliant great beings. The teachers must only guide the students. The clear-thinking great beings who wrote the books will do the talking. An author who created meaningful works is a friend for life, as the students can return to those books countless times. A teacher is simply not enough. The students need access to thousands of books, to countless many lives from which they can inherit wisdom from. While there is no real graduation, as we must recognize that learning is lifelong and only gets more beautifully complex as we go, there is something, and the ancient tradition of setting off on an epic quest. Here, the students can extract more wisdom from even more challenging books while facing nature, both within and without. This is the great challenge of taking to the great walking trails, the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, the Continental Divide, and their equivalents outside of US. There's only so much we can learn by sitting in front of a computer or listening to narrated books at home. We actually need thunder and muddy boots, sausages on a stick, and time away from cities so that we can understand that we are nature on one end and far more than just humans on the other. Finally, reading, writing, arithmetic, and programming, the skills necessary to exit any and all indoctrination, comprehension of extremely abstract concepts by means of visualization, simulation, and play, and thousands of narrated books that constitute a precious intellectual inheritance that will help students see that to grow up means to grow all the way up until they become great beings, followed by even more books as the students learn camping and take to the great trails, all set in a self-directed and paced educational environment that is free, and free of grades, and cruelty and ridicule and punishment is a good start that will help the student see life as something that is deeply precious and meaningful. And enabled by programming with the ability to create small side projects and later setting up multi-founder startups, the students will not feel threatened by poverty. And in their wisdom, they will take it from there.